IOI 101.5 FM, The Hawk is on the air.
Hey, this is Corey Luke from the Smoke Wagon Blues Band, and we're digging the blues on Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Let's keep the blues alive, and don't forget to boogie.
And you can count on it, we're gonna boogie for a whole hour right now with some great Canadian blues tunes. Starting our show off, we're going to hear Wayne Nicholson and John Campbell. John, he was on our show last week. The release is called Elmore's Blues. We're going to hear I May Be Wrong and Standing at the Crossroads. Wayne Nicholson and John Campbell, John, on Blue Source Canada.
Thank you. Poppy's not around. No. I was standing at the crossroads. My baby's not around. Well, I begin to wonder. I wonder if I'm sinking down.
Wayne Nicholson and John Campbell John from Elmore's Blues. Levi Costa's got a couple of new songs out. They're singles. We're going to hear Cowtown Get Down and Railway Spine. This is Levi Costa.
It's Cowtown Get Down.
This is Levi Cuss, and you're listening to Blues Source Canada. Great tunes by Canada's best musicians.
Skin a cat, only one way to go. Used to be wrong till I found the cure. Living ain't easy and I lost my nerve. I used to be painfully handsome, but the cure has a way. The cure's here to stay. Railway spine from Manhattan. Voices in my head keep me insane. Chatter keeps the loneliness entertained. The day you sit tight with no lead in the gun. Just when you think it's beginning to clear, it all rushes back, all hope disappears. I used to be painfully handsome, but the cure has a way. The cure's here to stay.
Like us with a couple of great singles. Paul Reddick has a new album out. He's a Juno Award winner. His band is now called Paul Reddick and the Gamblers. It's a live album. We're going to hear Pearl River and the Other Man. This is Paul Reddick and the Gamblers from Alive in Italia.
On me, oh, we can dawdle all night long, irresistibly, oh, irresistibly. We got turned all upside down, oh, honey, lost our way. You sure know how to love a man in the disarray. Oh, in the disarray. Standing, honey, now, hand in hand with all our love in vain. Oh, all our love in vain.
shining, honey, now. In between your low-down town and mine. Oh, the days, they keep reminding me that the sun is sure to shine. Oh, the sun is sure to shine. Searching for your joy, searching for your sorrow. It's the same excursion every way, today and tomorrow. Oh, today and tomorrow.
Oh, I said, oh, never mind the pain, 'cause I done.
Reddick and the Gamblers from Alive in Italia. Another new release is out. It is Bad Luck Woman and Her Misfortunes. The release is called Cruel Thing, and we're going to hear Fallen and Keep a Knockin'. Bad Luck Woman and Her Misfortunes.
I got the feeling I'm a all because of you, like I was walking on a tightrope, swinging in the breeze. But when I tried to keep my balance, then I was weakened in the knees. I got the feeling I'm a falling. Oh, lover, help me please. Like a leaf falls from the ground, like a rock star on the lounge, like a rain on a stormy day. I never thought I'd go this way. I thought that love could never.
Raha Javanfar of Bad Luck Woman and Her Misfortunes. I might be the bad luck woman, but I'm feeling lucky to be here to tell you you're listening to Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace, keeping blues alive and kicking.
Come on.
Bad Luck Woman and Her Misfortunes. Up next, we've got the Smoke Wagon Blues Band, led by Corey Luke. This is their latest release. We're going to hear Memphis Soul and Ballad of Albert Johnson. That's the title track of their new release, the Smoke Wagon Blues Band.
Miles over ice and snow, straight up the mountain. a great divide. Can't cover your tracks, no place to hide. Moving in circles with the caribou. They never thought that he could make it.
Wagon Blues Band from the Ballad of Albert Johnson. It's a brand new season down in St. Catharines. The Mighty Duck Blues Band is set to take the stage again. We're going to hear one cut from their album called Duck Soup. This is Hammered and Nailed, and then we're going to have a chat with the drummer, Jim Cassidy.
We'll be right back. Sometimes you get nailed. Sometimes you got too many things going on. Sometimes you got too many things going wrong. You get hammered. Sometimes you get nailed. Just won't ever get to see the light. Oh man, uphill all the way, too damn hard, not getting a chance.
Well, it's nice to report some good news for a change. Live music is coming back, and the Mighty Duck Blues Band is ready to take flight. Joining us right now is the guy that keeps the beat going for the Duck Band, Jim Kasson. Jim, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Ken. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Excited. The Duck Band is coming back. Tell us all about it. How long have you guys been playing together now, first of all?
Well, I was just trying to figure that out, and I think we're into kind of 15 years sort of thing as the Ducks. We had there were quite a few years before that where we, as a unit, worked with Mojo Willie doing a blues matinee in Niagara as well, and that was maybe – that's been – let's see, since I moved back here, so that was 19 years ago, so about 20 years almost as a unit, but I think about 14 or 15 now as the Mighty Ducks.
Well, it's going to be a great season. Tell us who's coming to perform, because that's the great thing about the Duck Band. You always get some special guests in.
You're going to make me pull up my my Facebook page and see to make sure I get all the information right here, because I don't want to mess this up. Let me just see. I think we're kicking it off with Joel Johnson. The poster's going to come up here any second.
And Joel Johnson's one heck of a guitar player.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. So, let's see, as I'm looking at my, my poster here. Yeah, Joel Johnson on the 19th. And then, our second one is going to be a grape and wine party, because it's grape and wine weekend in St. Catharines, and that's going to have Chuck Jackson and Pat Carey. And then throughout the rest of the fall, we've got Jenny Tai coming in, Paul Reddick, Dan McKinnon, Jake Chisholm, Carlos Del Junco for Halloween, and we will all be wearing masks at Halloween, of course. John Dickey, Michael Shotti, Dwayne LaForme. And that's how we've booked solidly is the first 10 weeks to kind of make sure everything works going. But we're also looking at, after that, we're going to have Robin Banks and Spencer McKenzie, Don Tyler Watson, Johnny Max, some of our special occasion shows coming into the Christmas season and stuff like that.
I always love coming down to see Don Tyler Watson.
Don is spectacular. I'm sure you remember her performance at this year's Maple Blues Awards, when not only did she clean up and won all sorts of awards for her great new album, but that performance she did, I was in the band for that, and I think it was the first guest performance of the evening, and I felt sorry for anybody coming after her, because she, I'm getting tingles just thinking about that, what she did that night, and that's basically what Dawn does, is she just comes in and just kills the room, and it's great.
Well, you got to know she's one of the best, because she won the International Blues Challenge, and that's quite a feat.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
So for our listeners and for folks that want to come down to the Duck, is there anything, there's got to be some, that's phase three, I know, there's got to be some changes going on. Yeah. Is it limited seating?
Yes, and first of all, it's not the Duck anymore. Right. Because we play at Joe Blow's Rock and Walk. The Duck is where we started. Let me pull up the rules here. Yes, it is. It's going to be limited seating as the phase three COVID-19 precautions are still in place. So it's only going to be 50 people allowed inside of the club. I think they're going to set up some outdoor seating as well. that essentially kind of like a waiting room bullpen for when someone leaves, and you can kind of be in the queue to move inside. Unfortunately, there's not it's not open like some clubs where you can like open a garage door or a big patio door or something like that to see that. But so it's only 50 seats. They are taking some reservations, I believe. You can go onto the Mighty Duck Blues Band website or Facebook page and get all that information. But there will be all the rules. When you enter the club, you have to be wearing a mask. When you get to your table, you can take your mask off, but you have to stay at your table with your group that you've come in with. If you're going to go to the washroom or something like that, you have to put your mask back on. There's no dancing, which is very disappointing, but that's just the situation we're currently in. The staff will all be wearing masks. They even, if you show up and you don't have a mask, which would be surprising in St. Catharines because you have to have a mask everywhere you go now in Niagara, they actually will have masks available for purchase. Let's see, and what else are they staying here for the it's still be, you know, food and drink and lots of great music and great entertainment. But the reality is not back to where we want it to be yet, but we have to keep these sort of actions in place to make sure that we can eventually get to that reality, because I think we still have a long way to go before we're going to get back to that.
We sure do, but at least there's some live music happening now, which is fantastic, and I'm sure you guys are really anxious to get back on stage.
It has been so hard. I mean, it's now coming into 6 months that basically musicians have been unemployed, and it has been very difficult. I was lucky enough, I actually had two shows last weekend with Johnny Max. We did a small theater up in Stouffville, and a private party up by Wasaga Beach, which the party was outdoors, so that was a little more freedom. But the indoor version was kind of surreal, because we had these big shields up in front of the band. And that's the other thing I want to mention. Joe Blow's, the band will have, there'll be all the spacing and stuff. The band is going to have these plexiglass shields in front of all the microphones, so you can't get spit on when somebody's singing. But it's a very strange situation, and it's been very hard on an awful lot of musicians to maintain. I mean, the government help has been essential, but the industry was decimated, and nobody saw that coming. So no matter what kind of preparation you can make.
We really have to mention one thing. There's a great album out there called Duck Soup. It is the Mighty Duck Blues Band. And please go online and purchase a copy, because that helps support the musicians.
Absolutely. It's available on all the formats, Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, all that stuff. I will say, if you're going to pick up a digital copy, don't just stream it. Actually, buy it on iTunes, because we might actually see some of that money. If you stream it, we get,
a penny.
A fraction of a fraction. No, a penny is, you don't get a penny.
Streams,
until
right?
100 streams. Maybe 150 streams before you get a penny. Yeah. And it's hard to divide a penny four ways.
I'll bet. Well, Jim, thanks a lot. We just wanted to get you on the air and let our listeners know that band is up and going and you guys are going to be performing. Yeah. So I thank you for your time.
Yeah, we'll be back there until September 19th.
All right.
2:30 to 6:30 at Joe Blow's Rock and Walk.
Hey, baby, do you know what time it is? Hey, baby, do you know what time it is? It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I can't deal with this. Hey, baby, why you crying at me? Hey, baby, why you crying at me?
You got to give me a break. Hey, baby, give me a little break. Why you make such a fuss? You think your life was at stake. My baby, she's crying. What could it be? She's crying too hard. It can't be for me. She's crying so loud. She's into my head. Her mother turned to me and said, get out of bed. Just won't stop. She's crying so hard. They're calling the cops. She's crying so loud. She's waking the dead. Her mother turns to me and says, get out of bed. Hey, baby, everything's gonna be alright. Hey, baby, everything's gonna be alright. You know, if you need me, I'm gonna hold you all night. All day. Daddy's coming. Yeah, gonna fix you. What you got for me, baby? You got something warm? Ooh. I heard about what you've been putting out. Nasty. Yeah, baby. Your daddy's here for you, that's right. Yeah, you're gonna be all right, girl. Ooh, baby.
Many thanks to Jim Casson for joining us. The Mighty Duck Blues Band is set to entertain again in St. Catharines. That pretty well wraps up our show. This has been Blues Source Canada. I'm Kate Wallace. We'll leave you with a couple of cuts from Al Lerman from his release, Northern Bayou. We will catch you again next week. And stay tuned on the Hawk FM. Blues Source International is coming up next.
You've been by my side such a long time. Now that you're gone, I'm gonna lose my mind. No one could ever take your place. Everywhere I look, I see your face. Now, baby, what'll I do? What'll I do? What'll I do? What'll I do without you? I could spend my time drinking bottles of wine, drowning my sorrows on my last dime. Oh, baby, that'll never do. I can't seem to get you out of my head. You're the cream in my coffee, butter on my bread. Now, baby, what'll I do? What'll I do? What'll I do? What'll I do without you?
time, drinking bottles of wine, drowning my sorrows